Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Now, if you have cold feet, you don't want to forget about iodine. I've done several other videos on this topic. There's other causes of cold feet, but an iodine deficiency is definitely one of them. Let's take a deeper look at an iodine deficiency to kind of observe some of the symptoms that can occur. Number one, a slower metabolic rate. Your metabolism is dependent on iodine. Why? Because iodine is part of the thyroid system, and without iodine, your thyroid cannot work. And the thyroid innervates every single mitochondria. That's the energy factory of your cells. So without iodine, you're going to have a slow metabolism. You're going to be tired. You're going to be weak. You're going to have hair loss, possibly, dry skin, but definitely you're going to get cold. Trouble learning is connected to low iodine, especially in a child. A lower IQ is also associated with an iodine deficiency, especially if the mother who's carrying a child is deficient in iodine. A child's mental capacity is definitely related to iodine, and it's very important for a woman who's pregnant to get enough iodine. The problem is trying to get enough iodine from food because the soils are so depleted. So unless you're consuming food from the sea or sea kelp, or you're taking an iodine supplement or a trace mineral supplement, you may not get enough. So it's a very important thing. That child will also have trouble learning if they're deficient in iodine. And iodine does a lot of other things, but one thing it definitely will do as well is help buffer excessive amounts of estrogen. So if there's an estrogen dominant situation, iodine can help to regulate that. And this is why it's really beneficial for something like ovarian cyst or a fibrocystic breast, where a female has too much estrogen, the iodine can actually help to bring that down to a normal level. And just so you know, globally, there's 1,572 million people on this planet who are at risk for having an iodine deficiency. And again, iodine is not just for the thyroid, it actually is involved in a lot of other things. But let's actually talk about a good source of iodine, sea kelp. What's so special about sea kelp? Well, number one, it's very high in iodine. It's a good source, it's a plant-based source, but it has a lot of other things as well. It has high levels of manganese, which is a trace mineral. It has a good amount of iron, which is another common deficiency in children in certain parts of the world. It has a good amount of zinc. It has a good amount of selenium. It has a good amount of potassium and magnesium and even calcium. It also has vanadium, which is an interesting trace mineral. Vanadium in animal studies can act like estrogen. So it's really good for blood sugars. And then we have another natural chemical called fucoidin, which has anti-cancer properties as well as anti-tumor properties, which is interesting. And then there's a pigment in sea kelp called fucoxanthin, which can help you lose weight. And then we have something called alginate, which is a fiber, which has a capacity to inhibit the absorption of certain fats that apparently helps people lose weight. But again, this is not going to be the weight loss secret if your diet is high in carbs. So if you're new to my channel, click down below to learn more about keto. But getting back to cold feet, if you want to use sea kelp to help that condition, you'd want to take not large amounts, just like one capsule of sea kelp in the early morning, not right before you go to bed, because it generally will wake you up and give you energy. And you want to take that for 2 to 3 weeks, because sometimes it takes a while to kick in. But if your problem is an iodine deficiency and you have some of these items right here, it just may be the thing to warm you up. Hey, before you go real quick, I have a course entitled How to Bulletproof Your Immune System. It's a free course. I want you to take it. And here's why. Here's you. Here is your environment. everyone is focused on this over here, avoiding your environment. But what about here? What about strengthening your immune system? That's what's missing. This course will show you how to bulletproof yourself, and so you can tolerate and resist your environment much better by strengthening your own immune system. I put a link down in the description right down below. Check it out and get signed up today. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.